Woo! That was great. If anybody would like to call in and say hi to my male stripper friend here, the number to call is 631-888-8811. And if you're having trouble picking up the airwaves, catch us on the internet. And the website to go to is www.am1240wgbb.com. And you can click on the live stream and you can get the broadcast simultaneously with the webcast and vice versa. Evan, that was great. That was funny. I had to control my laughter here. I didn't want to go over the microphone.
Of course, I got to say, hi, Mom. How's it going out there?
You must be proud of him, Mom.
The quote I have on the back of my business card, wherever I go, that's my quote. You want to read my quote for me?
Where did I go wrong?
Evan's mom. You can't be more true than that.
Can I ask what you do during the day?
During the day, I work with a youth running organization. We kind of get physical education back into the New York City public school system, New York Roadrunners Foundation. We're serving like 3,000 kids a week. You know, there's like no physical education in the gyms. The physical education areas, the teachers and all that. And we're just trying to just put something back in there, get the kids active. You know, childhood obesity is a big thing on the rise right now, and we're just trying to nip it in the butt and be a preventative, feel-good kind of cause out there.
Are you referring to the inner-city schools?
I'm referring to the inner-city schools. Yeah, I coach once a week in the South Bronx. I got these nice PS63 in the Bronx. I got a nice little group of 15, 20-year-olds. 15 to 20, 6, 7 or 8-year-olds that I coach, you know.
There you go.
Once a week. They're good kids.
Good. That's good. I'm glad that you take the time to reach out to them because, you know, too many children, they slip through the system. They just slip through your hands, and every child can be reached if you just reach out to them.
Yeah, this is the video game McDonald's generation right
yeah,
now. So
Tell me all about it. I have to drag my own son away from that food tube. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to play something off of your CD next, and this
all
is
right.
called Midget Love. But before we go into Midget Love, I want Evan to just say a couple of words about this and how you were inspired to write this one.
I was playing an open mic, and in between songs, these drunk people off their side are like, dude, play the midget song. And I'm like, I don't have a midget song, but I can write one. So, you know, months later, this thing came to fruition. And it's just, you know, it's like we make fun of people for stupid reasons, you know, age, race, gender, weight, height. And I was like, you know, let's take one group here and let's end all the hostility and let's write something feel good for them, for anyone that's ever been belittled, and hence Midget Love, you know.
Okay, why don't we go into that and let's listen to Midget Love by Evan Wexetti.
Talk down to you. You're in different weather. When I met you at that concert, you couldn't see past the next row. So I placed you on my shoulders to let the whole world know. Midget Love, looking down from above. You're standing only 3 feet tall, but not a bigger heart I could have dreamed of. All your clothes have heaps of labels, and tonight I'll drink you under the table. But the sober truth is, this has just become Midget Love. Midget Love. We're out to dinner, and I'm playing with your baby feet. I'm looking you straight in the eye, cause you're sitting on a booster seat. You've really grown on me as we've gone that extra mile. You save us money at movies when I buy one adult and one child. It's Midget Love, looking down from above, standing only 3 feet tall, but not a big me smile, cause you'll always say, follow your Rick Road or the pig, the pig. Your arms can't reach around me when we hug. It's okay. It's midget's love. Midget's love. Wrap your hands around my fingers and stay right by my side. I'll make sure you look tall enough for that roller coaster ride. My tender Oompa Loompa, who I'll toss through fields of grass. Later we'll get kinky when my hand pinches your cheek. Midget's love, looking down from above. He's standing only 3 feet tall, but not a bigger heart I could have dreamed of. Let's fly away, you'll ride for free in that carry-on bag underneath my seat. The things you'll do when bitten by this bug called Midget's love. Midget's love. Midget's love.
And that was Midget Love.
Warms my heart.
You know, we're going to take care of a little bit of business right now, and we'll be right back with more comedy and music from Evan Wexell.
Velmo movie.